The Saturday Social. Call 01274 200 300. Tweet at Pulse2MDL. Text 87222 and have your say. This is Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
Yeah, let's get some reaction. Jason Thornton with the City manager Simon Grayson on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Ultimately, a long trip down here. For no points for the Bantams, a 1-0 defeat against Plymouth. Simon, disappointing in the end. We gave it a real go second half. What were your thoughts?
I don't think there's too much between the two teams. I think first half, it was very evenly matched. I think their two wide players who've caused a lot of teams' problems were quite effective without being opening us up all the time. I thought the shape of the team was good. We made it very difficult for them. Doyle's not hardly had a save to make first half. Disappointing thing for us that when we got the ball back, we'd give it away. When we got into the final third, the crossing wasn't very good, or the decision-making, the final pass, and that is obviously something that was a difference between sort of us getting back into the game and losing the game, because, as I said, between both boxes, there wasn't a great deal of difference between both teams. I think when you look at the overall picture, I think the keepers have hardly had a save to make, and that just shows you how well we defended and probably how wasteful at times we maybe were in the final third.
Is it just a bit of a disappointment? We're a lot better second half, probably the better team. Yeah. But the quality of the final third, not testing the goalkeeper, is that the one negative for you?
Yeah, of course it is, because when you're on top, you want to be asking questions. We played with a lot more urgency second half, which is what we did at Charlton as well. And the players have got to believe in themselves more, that we'll go and give them an idea and a structure of how we want to play and be hard to beat. But when we get the ball, go and play, go and express yourselves, go and make something happen, make the right decision, get the ball back if you give it away, and play with a real urgency, as I said, like we did at Charlton. And that's why we caused these problems back foot, them on the back foot second half, because when they tried to clear things, we were first to second balls, where first half we probably it was a nothing first half, to be fair. And when you're the away team, you'll take that. They got the break with a deflected attempt, and that was the difference between us not getting anything out of the game, really.
You've been here and you've had 11 days with the players as well. Are you still seen enough that you can get this team organised, motivated and challenging for the players?
Yeah, of course we do. But the players have got to believe in themselves as well. They've got to make sure that they're taking on board what we're saying, which they're trying to do. I haven't got a magic wand that's suddenly going to sort of install players' confidence back to the probably early part of the season and make things change from where we are at this moment in time to. But what we're trying to do is affect that as well as quickly as we can. We know we need to get results. We know that, you look at the Plymouth today, they've won 7 or 8 on the bounce now, and they're no better than us. They've not caused us too many problems, but they're probably getting the break, they're getting the momentum that is leading them to where they are, and we can get that back very quickly. And obviously we need to start with next week with a home game, but we can draw from the positives of Charlton away and another tough place today.
Big talking point today, the Charlie White red card. It kind of halted our late progress as well. What did you make of it? The referee, by the way, that's 5 red cards in 6 matches.
Right, well, he's got no better from when he refereed a game for me about 7 years ago, as I've told him that. Look, you've probably got a better a view from it up here than I have, so I'll let you sort of.
Yeah, well, it looked as though he'd sort of put his arm out to protect himself and caught the lad in the face, but no swinging arm. And what the lad said.
Yeah, that's more or less what Charlie said. He says he's not gone up deliberately to elbow him or anything like that. He's not got a trailing arm or anything like that. He's gone to protect himself. He's gone to get up and give him some balance to hold the centre-half off, and centre half went down like a sack of potatoes and then suddenly got straight back up when Charlie got the red card. So if there's an opportunity to appeal against it, then we will do. If Charlie's gone and slung an arm at him and deliberately caught him in the elbow, then he deserves everything that he gets, from a fine to a match, 3-match ban potentially. If he hasn't, then we'll fight tooth and nail to try and get him off it, because he's vital to us, and also the injustice of it all as well. So once I've seen more of the replays and the evidence, then we'll probably be able to comment on it a little bit better.
Yeah, as far as City were concerned today, were you pleased? I thought defensively, and we've conceded silly goals all season, I'm sure you're aware of that, but defending, we looked pretty solid today, didn't we?
Yeah, and we have to be, because Lemieux and Carey are two very talented players. They get into little pockets and areas and they try and thread balls through you and take chances getting midfield runners. And we were nice and compact. We've worked hard this week on how we were going to play. And I thought the players showed what they're capable of doing. A lot of things ended up running out of play, or we're getting intercepting the passes through. It's just then when we got the ball back, we didn't use it like we should do. So it's one end of the pitch that we're trying to sort out and make sure that we get back to clean sheets if possible. And there's positives from today. Next stage is obviously trying to get sort of the quality back into the team with the players that we've got available at this morning time.
You've touched upon it, but three home games now for City. It's about making Valley Parade a fortress. You've come as an opposing manager. It's a tough place when the crowd's on your side.
Yeah, and hopefully next weekend we've got loads of supporters there, 19, 20,000 there, believing that we can still achieve it. The season is still up and running. There's still plenty
to play
for. Well,
we're 3 points adrift with a game in hand, Simon. Yeah.
Honestly, don't get pessimistic by anything, because there's still plenty to play for. You see the results today, Charlton losing and Scunthorpe drawing. Yeah, Plymouth have won, and other teams up there have won as well. But there's still plenty to play. So have that belief, have that sort of desire to get back the team, and really let's turn this into an 11-game season with three out of the next four home games to really get on a run. Because there's no reason why we can't, with our crowd and supporters and players that we've got, go on a 6-7-game run of winning matches. And who knows where that can take us. So remain and have the belief. Yeah, we're all disappointed in the dressing room, of course we are. But there's been positives of how we've played today, positives from the Charlton game, and we're not a million miles away from turning around what has been a difficult period in time for the players and the football club.
It's just small margins, isn't it? And things don't go your way, the deflection for them, then the chance for Robinson another day gets a toe to it.
Well, he thinks that he's been pushed in the right back as well.
He just got lent on, didn't he?
So you can say it's good defending or bad refereeing that he didn't give the decision. And they're the differences, fine margins. We've not been pumped 4 or 5-0 and you're thinking, well, that's the end of us. Mm. We've played well against the Charlton team that are one of the strongest in the division, the team that are on a good run. All ask many questions of them without really affecting it with the quality that we'd like to. But yeah, let's keep believing and see where it goes still.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week.
Well, we might be back home by then as well.
Safe journey.
Cheers.
Long way home. Simon Grayson joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Top man, honest as ever. Sawing off in the team today suggests the season is far from over. And you've got to agree, whether or not, you know, people are writing the Bantams off, we are certainly right up there as things stand at the moment. He probably read the...